All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 26th day of September, 2017. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. And I also want to invite you to keep your questions and comments, criticisms and praises coming along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show are New Range Gold, Klondike Gold Corp, Auron Resources, Novo Resources, Genesis Metals Corp, Osprey Gold Development, and Fireweed Zinc. Before I talk about today's show, let me remind you that I am the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and that you can subscribe to that letter by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office during normal work hours in New York at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. I remind you of the fact that I write this newsletter because it is a most exciting time to be an investor in the junior gold sector, especially if you own a couple of the companies that are sponsors to this show that have done exceptionally well. Companies like Auron Resources and Klondike Gold. In fact, I'll be speaking to Ivan Bebek of Auron Resources after the first commercial break today. But especially noteworthy is Novo Resources. In U.S. dollar terms, Novo's share price has risen from around 80 cents in U.S. money to over $5 today. So in just a couple of months, it has risen very dramatically. And that is because it is increasingly looking as if a very major gold discovery in Australia is in the making. Dr. Quentin Henning has been on this show not only during periods of time when Novo was a sponsor, but other times as well, because Novo's project has been my personal favorite. I've found it extremely exciting, a story in and of itself that is very fascinating, whether or not you own the stock, from an exploration, geological point of view, an extremely interesting story. Novo, because it is my own personal largest holding, is now represents more than 50% of my retirement portfolio. Because it has been my personal favorite, I have been pounding the table for my subscribers to buy these shares, talked about them. I counted it up over 57 times that I've written about Novo in 2016 and 2017. So almost every week I'm commenting on Novo Resources, and that was before this recent share price run-up, because I've just really believed in the story, and because it's just a fascinating story as well. Naturally, the stock has pulled back a bit today. Yesterday, it went up more than a dollar a share in response to the presentation at the Denver Gold Show. Actually, there was a live video of filming that was going on at 2:15 in the morning in Australia. The video revealed some 300 nuggets in the shallow open pit that was discovered in a relatively small open pit, which is just one speck along an 8-kilometer length discovery channel. Basically, these nuggets have been discovered over an 8-kilometer length space with metal detectors. Just an unbelievable story. As my friend John Kaiser has said, this project is so surreal that it's hard to believe. And in fact, most mining professionals have simply viewed it, at least up until now. I think that's starting to change, quite frankly, but they viewed it pretty much as a freak show. but I do not believe that it is a freak show. In fact, given the credibility of Dr. Quentin Henning, whom I have learned to know very well over the past 4 years, I have always taken his views about how the Great Witwatersrand Rand deposit was formed to be fascinating and seemingly very realistic. As such, I believe that if he found another Witwatersrand deposit, it would be the most spectacular gold discovery in my lifetime. And so that's why I have emphasized it so much. That's why it has been for some time my largest holding. It is just a very, very interesting story. So even, in fact, recently after Dr. Whitney, after this major discovery of nuggets, he suggested to me, I said to him, so have you found the Witwatersrand deposit? Do you think in your own mind you finally found it? And he said, no, it's better, it's bigger than the Witwatersrand. Well, I think maybe Dr. Quentin Henning has gotten carried away. Time will tell. But even if exploration results fall short of Dr. Quentin Henning's enthusiasm at that point in time, I feel safe in calling this a spectacular discovery. Of course, based on what is proven to date with regard to a gold resource, proven economic prospects, etc., the stock is grossly overvalued. There's no doubt about that. It's at $5.32 in U.S. money earlier today, giving it a market cap around $750 million. It's an extremely expensive stock based on what you can bank on at this point in time. And based on that, it certainly is a freak show. I suppose you could still call it that. We should start to see a better sense of what the true potential is for Nova over the next few weeks from the Purdy's Reward Project diamond drilling. It will be starting there to test for the structure, and that will be followed up by large diameter drill holes aimed at improving the statistical confidence in an extremely nuggety project and deposit. It's very difficult statistically, of course, with a narrow drill because you're going to miss a lot of the nuggets. But anyway, it will be followed also with bulk sampling. And so through a series of exploration efforts, we should know more in the not-too-distant future about a little more at least about the prospects of this, what could be a very, very major discovery. By the way, if you go to miningstocks.com, on the homepage you will see a link to the presentation that I'm talking about at the Denver Gold Show. Go to miningstocks.com and click on that link. You'll find it right on the homepage at miningstocks.com, and you can watch what people at the Denver Gold Show watched yesterday, Quentin Henning's presentation, as well as the live feed from Australia. Well, two other sponsors to this show are my second and third personal holdings, largest holdings. They are Klondike Gold and RN Resources. I have a very high expectation for both of those companies, and I think we should start to see some real results in the not-too-distant future. In fact, Klondike has made quite a move already this year. RN has been a bit softer, and I think that's really good news if you don't own the stock. It's actually something I think makes it tempting for me to add to my position. We'll be talking to Ivan Bebek in a little while, and he'll give us an update on the progress being made by RN on a couple of different projects that they're working on at the moment. A listener sent a question to me suggesting that maybe I'm too bullish on the price of gold. He quoted Martin Armstrong, Sunshine Profits, Jordan Roy Byrne, who I know very well, good friend of mine, speaks to the Metals Investor Forum. Others as well. I know somebody also sent me an email along suggesting that Louise Yamada believes that we're still in a bear market that started in 2011. Well, if that's true, then it certainly is a different view than I've had. The view that I've had has really come greatly from Michael Oliver. And Michael, the reason I like Michael so much is because he's just proven to be so reliable to me over the past 3 years or so that I've been working with Michael. He doesn't give us anything to be on the show. Let me make that clear. I have Michael in the show because I have confidence in his work. You know, I'm not a trader. I'm not interested in getting in the market in a short term for short term trades. I'm really in it to buy. I want to know if we're in a bull market, then I want to buy stocks like RN Resources, Klondike, Novo, and other companies as well. But if we're in a bear market, then I want to take that into consideration and lighten up and raise some cash. Or if we're about to get into a bear market, well, certainly Michael's perspective is from momentum. And what I've seen from Michael's work, the momentum technique that he uses really gives us an early warning whether we should be in or out of a market. With regard to Michael's latest piece that was written on September 18th, as is usual, his work showed both a price chart for gold as well as a momentum chart. So he lays them above each other, one above the other. The momentum charts really shows why Michael is not having a nervy bust right now over recent gold price weakness. It is showing considerable strength on the momentum side. But if you were to look at the price chart only, then you could say, yeah, everybody can see that we are in, maybe a tenuous turn to the downside. But as the late Joe Granville said, if it's obvious to everyone, it's obviously wrong. Well, that I've found to be true with Michael Oliver. Oliver remains very bullish. He's not with us today. He has some personal issues to attend to that he was not able to be on our show today, but I'm sure we will be able to get him back sometime in the not-too-distant future, hopefully next week. We'll see. The bottom line for me, my perspective, again, is if we're in a bear market, let me know so I can lighten up on my gold shares. If we're in a bull market, then I want to have a heavier position, obviously. And I would also just mention this. As John Kaiser's pointed out, we're in a position now where we're in an exploration phase where some things are going to do extremely well no matter what the gold price does, or even if we're not in a rip-roaring bull market. Take Novo Resources, for example. If they are, in fact, in the process of discovering the most significant gold deposit in many, many years, which some think is the case, and if the economics look extremely positive, it might not be a good idea to own Novo in any event, even in a bear market. Well, I just leave that as a thought to ponder. Today's show, I've named today's show the forthcoming global crisis, unlike anything seen before. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking to Ivan Bebek in just a couple of minutes. He's going to give us an update on Auron Resources. That company has not one or two, but several world-class gold targets that they're looking at. They're exploring, starting to become very active. And this year, they will be active through the winter because they'll be going into Peru and some world-class targets there as well. But we're going to look for an update from Ivan right after, in just a couple of moments after our commercial break. But we're going to be talking to Alistair McLeod today about the financial markets and the credit cycle and where he thinks we're at. Clearly, he believes that we're entering a period of time, an expansion period of time, which Alistair will explain is the most dangerous of all periods in the credit cycle. And he'll explain why that is and why you need to be aware of it. How might it end? What are some of the signs and how should you prepare for that ending? Well, we do have to go to our first commercial break, but don't go away because when we come back, I'll be speaking with Ivan Bebek of Auron Resources.
Auron Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Auron is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corp is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well-financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
Voice America Business Network. the bottom line in business.